USA Radio News.
Today at the White House press briefing, things got a little testy when one of the reporters asked Sarah Sanders if President Trump would rather sit down with Kim Jong-un or Bob Mueller. Let's take a listen to her response.
I certainly think that the president feels like stopping a nuclear war and helping protect the safety and security of people across the globe would certainly be the number one priority of the president of the United States.
Today, former Fed Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan joined Fox Business to talk about the economy and entitlements.
When you look further down the road, the demographics are against us. The most productive people in the economy are retiring. The basic structure of productivity growth is being suppressed by the huge increase in entitlements.
This is USA Radio News.
Guys, are you tired of being tired, frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
With the latest in the ups and downs of the first-time jobless claims, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The Labor Department reporting that first-time jobless claims filed last week were up by 2,000 from the previous week, which is less than what experts expected. They had predicted that 224,000 first-time claims would come in, when in fact the number was 211,000. The steepest increases in claims were in Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Pennsylvania. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Boy Scouts of America is changing the name of one of its iconic programs after 108 years. The program will now be known as Scouts BSA, starting February of 2019. You can count speaker, author, and commentator on cultural issues Matt Walsh as someone who's not too happy with this new move.
If we're concerned with the kind of moral formation of boys and making boys into men, well, then you need to separate them from girls and give them a different sort of experience.
Once again, this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Some South Florida police officers found a unique way to mark National Day of Prayer, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Hoping to bridge the gap between law enforcement and the community with prayer, officers from about a dozen agencies taking part in an event called Prayer with a Cop. Drivers invited to pull up, roll down their window, receive a prayer, and then be on their way. It follows some recent tragic violence against police officers, including the murders of two sheriff's deputies as they were simply eating lunch at a Chinese restaurant in North Florida. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A jagged crack suddenly appeared on a window aboard a Southwest Airlines flight yesterday. It startled passengers and forced the pilot to divert the plane to Cleveland, where it made a safe landing. Leah Gabriel is a former Navy pilot and airline expert. She explains why this isn't that big of a deal.
Well, first of all, I want to mention that they did not actually declare an emergency. It was considered an emergency landing, but if the pilots felt as though they needed to declare an emergency, in other words, they needed priority handling to get priority handling to a runway, then they would have declared an emergency. It's important for people to know that things like this do happen. Cracked windows are not that unusual when it comes to airlines, and they have redundant systems. It's very different from something, a blunt trauma like what happened when that piece of the engine basically came through the window a couple weeks ago. So this is not as scary as it may seem to passengers.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Burke.